the godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stevie D joining us here on the show to talk a little. Eric's under the weather, so he is not with us today. But he will be back, hopefully, next week to talk about restaurants. But you want to talk about restaurants, too.
Yeah, sure do. You know, I'm Eric Sandler, the preeminent food editor here in town.
We're using that preeminent word a lot.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is.
He's the best. You know, I often say I'm the Bill Belichick, and he's the Tom Brady. By that, I mean I wear a lot of sweatshirts and mumble, and Eric is the top producer in the city of Houston.
Right.
For restaurants. So we at Culture Map, we keep it simple, KISS, and we put out a story every month, Eric does, I should say, called Where to Eat in Houston Right Now. So it's literally Where to Eat in Houston Right Now. So since I listened to the show on my way here, I was listening to Ask John. So what if we do Ask John and Lance, have you been to these restaurants?
Okay.
All right. Number one, Daily Gather.
No.
Nope.
All right. It's a new show. New
spot. Here's the thing, though. Last 2 years, I've had to tighten it up where I've gone because of pandemic. And then it became kind of just, I haven't gone to as many new places.
Well, I know, but you
guys, I'm interested to see if this is what's trending. I'm interested to see what it is.
All right. Well, if you know Dish Society, you'll know Daily Gather. It's the same people. And Brandy Key is doing her stuff there. Look for a selection of cocktails, alcoholic and zero proof. Really friendly kids menu.
Zero proof. Do you know that these mocktails are a thing now because of people like you and your dry January, John?
Well, what about me and dry forever? I'm 1 year sober this year.
Hey,
this month. Nice.
Like intentionally, not intentionally.
Well, yeah. You know, I used to say that if I had an action figure, his accessory would be a glass of scotch.
Mm. Yeah,
and
not anymore.
I'm really
think just, less you know, of you now being a quitter. But go ahead.
I'll mention that in AA.
Here's
my affirmation, ladies and gentlemen. John Granato called me a quitter.
He's not going to be anyone's sponsor.
No.
What are you doing? Just do it.
Just do it. I'm gonna reevaluate everything tonight.
Don't go to John for reaffirmation, please. What are some other restaurants?
All right, Kinokawa. It's from the guys who Chef Billy Ken. He brought you Blackbird Izakaya and Hidden Omakase.
Both of them really good.
Yeah. Really good.
Blackbird and Hidden. I've been to both of them.
No,
I've been to the new one.
Yeah. Now I know you guys have been to this Burgerchon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
I have not been there yet.
What, John? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Take your time.
I heard the hot dog is excellent.
Hot dog's fantastic.
It's
burger's fantastic.
Everything is bonkers there. The sweet potato fries.
They're only open for lunch, right?
No. Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're staying open.
Okay.
And they're open late lunch, too. They're kind of just closing whenever people are no longer eating there. So, yeah. Huh?
Take your $10,000 sneakers, John, and go downstairs. I don't have any
$10,000 sneakers. Go ahead. More.
Burrow and Bull.
Nope.
Food hall. Okay, very good. Okay. Noragami.
Yes.
Yes. I knew you would have. Yeah. All right.
No.
Can you guess what kind of food it is? John?
Nope.
Noragami.
You think it might have to do with Japanese
John,
and
who
fish and sushi?
John Granato, who teaches diversity courses at Gallon Media.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure both of you gentlemen have been to this. Underbelly Burger.
Yep.
I guess. What'd you guys
not say? The new burger spot. Not the new burger spot.
Yeah.
I've been to Underbelly
Burger. How long has Underbelly Burger been open now?
Not very long.
Yeah.
And speaking of hot dogs, he's got a signature bacon sausage hot dog, so you got to check that out.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Cool spot called Maze. Have you been there?
No.
All right. So
where's this?
M-A-Z-E?
Yeah. M-A-I-Z-E.
Okay.
Chef Fabian Saldana, he's been at Mark's and Hugo's. It's a really, really cool corn-based dishes here. Shrimp empanadas, octopus, gulf fish, corn-based sauce. Really, really good stuff there. How about this? Doubt that you've been out here because it's kind of far. It's out in the woodlands. Mastro's Ocean Club.
Ocean Club,
but it's a Mastro's.
It's Tillman's, and if you want your ribeye and your wedge salad, you know, go try it. But really, there's some really, really cool stuff here, like sushi rolls, seafood towers, lobster and mashed potato, lobster mashed potatoes,
right?
Mashed potatoes made with lobster, which just sounds fantastic to me right now. And then there's a signature butter cake there that you got to check out too, and another one, Solicita Chorea. Itacaria.
Don't know that one. Where is that?
So that is in the former Frank's backyard. Frank's backyard. So that's a.
I don't know where that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, downtown.
Downtown.
Oh, okay.
Downtown.
Huh?
So, you know, you guys have a lot to check out.
Yeah, we do.
You guys have a lot to check out. Now, I mean, you know, sorry. You know,
every week y'all do this, I'm like writing notes, like, I got to go there. I got to go there. And then every once in a while I follow up on it. And every once in a while I'm just like, I need to start writing this down and just putting them in a list on my notes on my phone so that I go hit these places.
Yeah.
We have so many. We have chefs coming from out of the state on a regular basis now opening restaurants because Houston's the place to be.
Well, now you think about it this way. I used to talk about this all the time. You and I spent a lot of time in L.A., Lance. As I drop that again.
All right.
Do you want to spend $5 million on a build-out or do you want to spend $2 million on a build-out?
Yeah.
Do you want to have three has-been Hollywood producers as your boss or do you want to have some oil guys backing you up and letting you do whatever you want?
B&B, I guess. I don't know about oil guys right now. Oil guys' money hasn't completely dried up.
No, it's not.
There's still money in oil.
Oil guys still have money.
There's still oil barons.
No. Yeah. No, they're good.
We still have
energy. Now we just call it energy.
Money.
Yeah. Now it's the energy
sector. Rich Kinder may want to have a word with you about that. Yeah, but so that's what's going on in restaurants. I do feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick backing up Tom Brady here, you know, because Eric would be the one talking about all this.
Yeah.
I say Ryan Fitzpatrick because I've got a decent beard and I can run. But
you won't sit outside without a shirt on.
No, not in
Buffalo weather
in
the playoff.
Yeah. No, I've done that. I'm from Canada.
Apologies.
Well, of course, then you sat outside in the winter with no shirt on.
Yeah, that's what as one does. I'm from Toronto, but we do it in a very civil way. By the way, speaking of, have you been shot at? I've had an M16 and 5 pistols pointed at me in my career.
Really?
In the military?
Yeah, M16. So. We thought it'd be a good idea to return a rental car at the airport on September 12th, 2001.
We didn't think it would. You had to.
We had to, and we showed up late, and the airport was locked down, and I turned around, and there was a soldier with a... It wasn't even an AR... Yeah, I know my guns. It wasn't an AR Veriten. It was a proper M16 with the handle, everything, the ubiquitous M16. And he had it pointed right at my chest. He said, "What the F are you doing here?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm a brown guy on September 12th at an airport." He has reason to be a little concerned.
I'm just returning this car.
That has nothing in it besides my wallet,
I'll
by the way.
I'll open the trunk up. And
I will drain the fuel tank. I mean, So.
Can you get somebody else to bring that back for you?
Well he just, rented
this
it.
This is the story of my stupid life, John. This is the story of my stupid life.
Hey, could you... Did somebody ask you to return? That wouldn't look suspicious either on September 12th.
No. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I would like for you to return this car to the airport.
No problem.
Exactly.
Sure, give me the keys,
sir.
Yeah,
it's a van with fertilizer? Sure. Yeah, that's great. I love gardening.
Couldn't you get someone else?
The brakes don't
work?
I'll
give you $20 if you bring this... rental car back to
There's
the
something
airport.
Wrong with
Park
the brakes.
As close as possible.
Yeah,
no.
The brakes and the steering are bad. Is that okay?
That's not going to be something that happened.
All right. So if you're looking for date night tonight, as we move on to entertainment, Color Factory is really cool. It's a really immersive place where people are going for all their IG stories. Color Factory. So you take the family. It's almost like a big, giant Lego Wonderland. And it's all these kind of colors, Legos. And tonight, you know, your date gets in free. So that's pretty cool. Now, do you guys remember the iconic movie Full Metal Jacket, Matthew Modine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's in town. He did an exhibition, where he shot photographs, stills, while on set.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, so back in 87, he shot a bunch of black and white film. He's got a full exhibition at Alta Arts, and he's in town to give a Q&A about the exhibition.
That's Saturday at Alta Arts. What time?
Check it out on culturemap.com.
There we go.
Okay, before we go, we're running out of time. You and I both were at Infinite.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that on the show.
Okay.
It is fabulous.
Has Aaron gone yet?
Yeah. I went during the preview days with my wife who works on the space station.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
You know, in the business we call this a tease, but I'm going to do 5 reasons why every Houstonian should see this, because if you know, space is in our DNA in Houston. You know, we all remember where we were when the Challenger blew up. We all remember that we shouldn't talk about just that, but everything. And we'll talk about this soon, but it puts you in the space station. It puts you outside the space station. And everywhere you look, you are in space. It's not just like you look in one spot.
It's unbelievable. People, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's at Silver Street.
Yep.
It is unbelievable. I would go again because you're not going to get the same experience the second time.
No, and by the way,
And
everyone who goes has a different experience. Yes. The way they shot it, they shot 100,000 hours. No two people have the same experience. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to do a big story on this on Culture Map. And by the way, did you guys talk about two things are blowing up on Culture Map. Scott McClellan leaving HEB and...
So what's the deal with that?
What happened?
Well, he's
actually
down.
Don't tell us. We'll read it on Culture
Map. Ken Hoffman got the scoop and exclusive as to why Scott McClellan
He is HEB.
Yeah. You know what? All that jinxing of Astros and Texans has repercussions. Maybe. He got chased out of the city.
Yeah. That could
Brock
be it.
Osweiler, Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, the Astros trash can scandal.
Zach Cunningham.
George Springer's gone. Zach was in it too?
No. Okay.
Oh, well, I was like, Charles Omenihu, yeah. Bradley Roby. Remember that one they did?
No, oh, the Bradley Roby. It's the curse.
Hey, it's maybe curse. Now... Maybe it'll lower the prices at Central Market now. Okay, how about that? Who's ever coming in to take Scott's place?
And what'd you guys think of this? This blew up on Culture Map too. What'd you guys think of Sugarland changing their name?
Space Cowboys?
Who cares?
And there must be a reason for it, to go with a name like Space Cowboys.
Well, they want
to
get the space theme because of the Astros. That's it.
But they could have fun. So my brother, who does the music for the show, I don't know if you know this, but the Culture Map music, the bed music comes from my brother.
Oh, okay.
He listens from Atlanta. He pointed out that Macon has the Macon Bacon and Savannah has Savannah Banana. Why didn't we just do something food-oriented in the biggest food city in the country?
Yeah.
Like what? Houston? What rhymes with Houston?
Well, one of your
banana slugs.
Oh, it'd be Sugarland.
Yeah.
Sugarland.
You could do a ton with that. You're a creative.
What about Sugarland Shawties?
There you go.
Well, although it's a bunch of dudes playing, so you can't really be a shawty.
Guys would want to be shawty. I'm not sure about that. All right, 9:29, we're done. Five stars next right here. As always, Stevie D. Appreciate it. I met Stevie D's mom, too, over at the deal.
Good.
Yeah.
She said, I met John Granato. Do you know he's so handsome? I'm like,
I don't see him that way, but okay.
Let this segment and see what she thought about some of his comments in this segment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's
safe. I didn't do nothing.
Devin Danham is a big fan of yours then.
9:30, ESPN 97.5, five star next. Give you some winners, and we got them. I already got them. Here's the deal is if you're